the shores of the N Market Arena in beautiful downtown Savannah, Georgia. Woo! It's the Bing and Thong Show. And now, here's your host, Bing and Thong!
Yeah! Hey! Woo! I gotta meet Bong's energy here.
All right.
Bing and Thong.
Yeah, no. Bing, you're looking different.
Well, you know, with Mr. Bong not here this evening.
Mr. Bong is not here. He's recovering from a little medical thing. He'll be back.
He'll be back. We need him back.
But we have an Utley on
we
stage.
We do have an Utley.
We have an Utley on stage. And we have you. You know, this is Hakey, but at the last minute, this was a last minute thing. So he's our special guest host, other host here with the most. And but we had to come up with a name for him, so he couldn't use Bong, because, you know, we got a Bong on it, and I'm a Bing. So, Thong.
Thong. Yeah. Which I was saying.
Yeah, it's the Bing and Thong show today.
He's wearing his Margaritaville thong, I'm sure, tonight.
I am. We just don't have the technology to do the blurred vision if I were to show people. So.
Well, I got a question for you, Thong.
What's that,
Bing? So, I know that in your background, because your brother is here filming here.
If you
tell a lie...
I know.
So I know that you two, because your dad was in the Foreign Service and you spent time in Samoa growing up.
That is true.
So when you were a little bitty thong and in Samoa, I just want to know if you might know, because they dress differently in Samoa and in the tropics.
Did you
ever have a real thong when you lived in Samoa?
Very astute question from someone who knows his geography, I have to say. Okay. At the time, I don't even know if thongs existed. However, there was a very large Australian and New Zealander population. Kiwis. So my first bathing suit in Samoa was the bikini brief, if you will.
Well, in my day, that was called the banana hammock. You ever heard that?
I heard that.
Your brother's leaving. He's quit.
Mine might have been a gherkin hammock at the time.
A gherkin? Okay. I got you. Okay. But anyway, but we got Thong in here. We got some questions. Yeah. And we are back to work.
We're back to work. We're back to work since December.
It's
an honor and a privilege to be here in the place of Mr. Bong. And we do have some great questions. Actually, relating to this first show here in Savannah. But before we start, I have a question for you, because the people have been asking me this. When was the last time you played Savannah, Georgia? Do you know?
I was talking to Wilson Howard about that. And I was a club act. It was in the 70s.
Really?
Yes. I have not played with the Carl Weaver Band. Has never played here. I don't know why. I love this town, and I fished here, and I came through here. But we always kind of wound up in Charleston. But... now that they built this beautiful arena.
They got a venue now,
so we're here. I mean, they built the arena, built it, and we came.
We did.
Yes.
We did. Here we go.
Glad to be here.
Here we go. Kicking off Life on the Flipside Redux Tour. Question number one, first question of the year, 2022, here on the Bingin Thong Show. Steve Harris from Daytona Beach, Florida writes in, Bing. Oh,
yes.
What was the best thing you did during the downtime since the last show?
The best thing I did since the last show is, I'm trying to think. I did a lot of what I like to do, which was I was foilboarding. But the best thing is I did is I got on my sailboat for a long time and got to go back to being the old me. And I was working on my new radio show while I was sailing around.
When can we talk, like, an expectation of this radio show?
When I finish it.
Got it.
I'm closer than I was yesterday.
Okay.
I would say probably the fall, you know, because we're going to let the summer go. So fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard it here first on the Bing and Thong Show. Question number two. This comes from Sandbar Soul in Macon, Georgia.
Sandbar Soul.
Macon, Georgia. Bing and Thong. If Jimmy could play only one guitar from here on out, which one would it be?
One guitar from here on out. Oh, I have my little bitty old 0028 Martin.
The Martin.
Love it.
Lars mentioned today he thinks it would be the Martin. All right. I do not have a guitar here with me, but it's just as well. You don't want to hear me play it. Question number three. Paul Leslie, a local from Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia. Okay.
Bing and Thong, what was your experience visiting the old city of Savannah? Well,
It's I've always, they're very good restaurants in Savannah, and there's what I liked about it. It's kind of one of the biggest arts schools and music schools in the country is in Savannah.
Yeah.
And they've done a great job with that, I think. And I always liked seeing that. But, you know, it has an essence there that's like, you start in Charleston, you go to Savannah, go around Florida, or St. Augustine, yeah, west of Florida was like swamps for a while. Then you come up, then there was Mobile, where I came from.
Oh, yep.
Then there was New Orleans. But all of those cities that were coastal cities have a great, unique kind of presence and charm.
I always like to see the gas lights outside some of the places like Charleston and Savannah, similar to New Orleans. It's pretty.
They were all reflective. Port. They were all port cities.
Yeah,
too, back into the port, you know, in the beginning. So they all share that, and I've always liked all of them.
Yeah, big pirate.
I grew up in one of them.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Question number four from our good friend Kendall Hamilton.
Kendall, where's Kendall?
I don't know where she is right now.
All right.
I don't know, but she says, "Bing and Thong, do you plan on doing the polar plunge in Antarctica? I hear the weather is about 32 degrees.
Ooh. Yes.
Are you, you're hearing it here, really? We got.
I'll probably do it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll probably do it.
And now it is summertime at the time down
there
in December.
So it's like 38.
Yeah.
So it's real warm. Yeah.
What kind of bathing suit? Are you going to wear a thong?
A thong.
Thong.
I mean, thong.
No one will question your manhood at that point.
No, I'm gonna have the thickest wetsuit you ever saw.
Wait, does that count?
No, I'm gonna just jump in. I'm gonna jump in. I'll jump right out.
We'll have a nice big glass of red wine to warm you up.
Yes. All right. That sounds good.
Hey, speaking of clothes, when you walked on the set, first thing we noticed this new attire you got going on here.
Well, I noticed it in my dressing room.
Just happened to be there.
It happened to be there.
I mean, already this T-shirt, I think, is in the running for best T-shirt of the year for the
tour. Well, Lourdes got us out there, and I had my selection, and I picked this one, and she came in and said, "Yes, I like that too."
Do you give her a hint, around before rehearsals of what you're looking for?
Well, we do, but then she goes out and she shops. I let her go, and she knows how to do me. So
yeah, she does. Obviously, look at that.
It's not like having to dress as Lady Gaga or something like that. This is it.
No, we need a few more trucks.
Lady Gaga. They're ready for you out there.
Oh, let's go.
Okay. Let's get your high heels on.
Great job. The Bong will be back.
Bong will be back.
And Raleigh, but great to have you. We got a show to do. Thank y'all. Enjoy.
Fins up.
See you from Raleigh.
All right.